This past Friday, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops released a statement saying that Catholic politicians are obliged to work toward changing what the Church defines as morally defective laws, specifically referring to abortion. But the statement did not take a definitive stand on whether bishops should or should not give communion to Catholic politicians who go against Church teaching. The issue gained prominence in April when a ranking Vatican official proclaimed that a politician who supports abortion rights is, quote, not fit, unquote, to receive communion, and it has been a persistent question in recent American presidential politics because Senator John Kerry, the presumptive Democratic nominee, a practicing Catholic, supports abortion rights. Joining us by phone is Peter Steinfels, author of A People Adrift, The Crisis of the Roman Catholic Church in America. Thanks for your time, Peter.
Glad to be with you.
In their statement, the bishops let the decision of whether or not to withhold communion from Catholic politicians who don't follow Church teaching up to the individual bishops rather than coming down on one side or the other. Did that surprise you?
It didn't really surprise me in the sense that ultimately that's the Church law. It's kind of the National Conference can only advise the bishops as to what to do, and ultimately the individual bishop is can make those decisions in his own diocese. On the other hand, it seemed to me that they could have, and I have a feeling that many of the bishops might have liked it if they had stated a little bit more strongly the dangers and drawbacks of any individual bishops doing that. I think that there are many of the bishops who feel that this is prudentially and pastorally unwise.
And what are those dangers?
Well, I think there's a lot of them. First of all, I should say that this statement, which is only 2 pages long and people can probably obtain from the bishop's website and read for themselves, is a little bit more nuanced than ultimately and almost inevitably the news media will treat it in terms of this issue of withholding or giving communion. That's kind of the second to the last paragraph. And before that, the bishops do talk about their own responsibility to teach and to persuade people, including engaging in dialogue with public officials and keeping lines of communication open. So, you know, those things aren't right on the front burner of public concern right now, and they're apt to be ignored. The dangers, I think, are several. One is certainly that the bishops have always argued, and many Catholics would argue, that morality and Church teaching should have a role in political discourse. Unfortunately, there's now being a tendency to narrow that role to something like withholding a sacrament or not. In other words, using a kind of sacramental leverage. And I think that will lead to something that the bishops don't want, which is more and more people, but especially Catholics, who will reject the role of the Church in political discourse generally. A second drawback is it's hard to see how this is going to have a positive effect on what I would think would be the bishop's first concern, that is the issue of abortion itself. It may serve to communicate to people how grave the Church considers this in moral terms, but it may also serve to make it seem like it's a particularly Catholic issue, like going to church on Sunday or in the olden days not eating meat on Friday, rather than something that I think the bishops would like to present as a case of general human rights. And finally, I think that it may have drawbacks in terms of its impact on the Church itself. I think it may alienate some Catholics, especially in the wake of strong feelings already about the sex abuse crisis. And I think it will contribute to polarization in the Church, because now, just think, any new bishop that's going to be appointed will be immediately pigeonholed as to whether he is for or against giving or withholding communion from, you know, not just John Kerry, but for long in the future, pro-choice politicians who exist in every part of the country.
Back in April, however, some bishops actually came out and spoke on both sides. Archbishop Raymond Burke in St. Louis wanted to deny communion to Catholic politicians. In Boston, Archbishop Sean O'Malley would not withhold communion. So about polarization in the Church, how deep is this rift already?
Well, there's a lot of polarization in the Church, which I think has probably stymied constructive discussion among Catholic leaders on a whole range of issues. to the extent that the bishops can find a way of charitably and publicly disagreeing with one another, it could be helpful in encouraging discussion within the church and overcoming polarization.
Mm. How do you think this might affect John Kerry in terms of Catholic support?
You know, that's very hard to figure out. There's some feeling that he may pick up some sympathy votes among Catholics who are unhappy about this kind of intervention by at least some of the bishops. It may, some people say, and I guess some of the Bush camp is worried, that it may actually pick up sympathy votes or identity votes, you might say, among Catholics who are becoming aware that John Kerry is a Catholic simply because of this controversy, who weren't really that aware of it.
Peter Steinfels is a religion and ethics columnist for the New York Times and author of A People Adrift, The Crisis of the Roman Catholic Church in America. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.